Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a full show of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck, wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. To book your free marriage strategy session with Nicola, get the free marriage ebook or donate. If you are enjoying the show and want to help keep it flowing, visit www.nicolabeer.com.
Hi and welcome. I'm so happy you're here. I'm going to be talking today about sleep and technology, sleep and anxiety, and giving you some tips for some great sleeping. So sleep is an essential part of our daily life, obviously. And as adults, we are encouraged to have at least 7 to 9 hours. That's what's recommended by researchers in this field. In fact, research shows that it's not only how much we sleep that affects our ability to function, also the time we sleep, and that's the time of day, as well as the stages of sleep that we go through. And this is why sleep therapy is so important for those who are struggling to either fall asleep or staying asleep. You may think that once your head hits the pillow and you close your eyes, slowly drifting off to the land of dreams, that your body is done for the day. And this couldn't be further from the truth. As soon as we fall into a deep sleep, our body starts the process of healing and repair. And this allows all of our organs to process the day's activities and prepare for another day of keeping you highly functioning and well. For example, people who consistently go to bed late deprive their body of the much needed rest and repair time, which then means that when they wake up, their body's sympathetic nervous system goes into overdrive and they become irritable and anxious. Their immune system can lower, and it puts a lot more pressure on the heart, according to research. In fact, many years of having poor sleep has been linked to cause high blood pressure, strokes, and heart attacks. This is why it's so important to take control of our sleep if we are struggling with getting a good night's sleep. And exploring natural sleep remedies like sleep meditations and some other suggestions that I'm going to be sharing today, they can really help us to have a great life. Because I don't know about you, the worst days where I feel absolutely horrible, low energy, low mood, everything seems worse than it is, it's always when I'm really fatigued, when I've had a really poor 1 or 2 nights sleep. Any discussion on sleep in our current society would not be complete if we didn't look at the role of technology and our sleep. In 2011, the National Sleep Foundation did a poll of those in America and asked them questions about their use of electronics before bed. So this is back in 2011, 10 years ago. And the survey found that roughly 4 in 10 Americans bring their cell phones to bed when trying to fall asleep, and 6 in 10 claim to use a desktop or a laptop within 1 hour of going to bed. And imagine what that figure is now, considering that in the last 10 years, our use of technology is getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And many people in this cycle are often damaging their sleep by using technology. And I'm going to explain why. And sadly, children and teenagers in this study were far even more likely than adults. So it's so tempting to use the computer or phone before bed. And studies have shown that the reason that it's damaging to our sleep is because it can interfere with sleep by suppressing the production of melatonin, a natural hormone released in the evening to help you feel tired and ready for sleep. And this leads to neuropsychologic arousal that increase the feelings of alertness when you should be winding down instead. So this is why technology keeps us awake. The biological clock in healthy adults follows a 24-hour sleep-wake cycle. When the sun rises in the morning, your body produces cortisol, a hormone that can make you feel awake and alert. As the daylight fades, the body releases another hormone, melatonin, that produces feelings of sleepiness. Electronic backlit devices like cell phones, tablets, readers, computers emit short wavelength enriched light, also known as blue light. Fluorescent and LED lights also emit blue light, which has been shown to reduce or delay the natural production of melatonin in the evening and decrease the feelings of sleepiness. Blue light can also reduce the amount of time that you spend in slow wave and rapid eye movement, REM sleep, the two stages of sleep that are vital for cognitive functioning, our brain functioning. It's not always possible to not use your phones and laptops at night, right? Especially since most people right now are at home and on their screens working, and it's so easy to just check a work email or get something done, and people are connecting with their friends and loved ones all over the world that they probably can't see right now. And so it's difficult to say, well, I'm not going to use my phone, my laptop, watch TV at night. For many people, technology is the way they unwind and relax and connect. And that's definitely true for me. I work with people all over the world, Australia when I wake up, and New Zealand, and then throughout the day, UK and Europe, as well as obviously people in Dubai and the Middle East where I am, and then my afternoons and evenings with people in the US. So for me, my hours are a little strange and I do need to keep connected, and Zoom calls are a very daily part of my business. So I've covered some tips in how to get better sleep when you do use technology. And if you are like me and you do use your devices at night, then did you realize that you can actually switch them to night mode, which dims the blue light? I was delighted to find that many cell phones, tablets, and other portable electronic devices are equipped with a nighttime mode that is easier on the eyes before bed. As one study noted, the most effective nighttime modes will reduce blue light emissions and decrease the display's brightness setting, so it will not interfere with your natural production of melatonin. On my phone, it's called iComfort, which I thought was a great name. So on my phone, iComfort, I put it on and it's just dimmer, but I can still read it really clearly. So have a check of your devices, see if you can do that. And if you can't, then manually consider dimming the display of your device if you don't have that function automatically. In fact, I was quite surprised with mine. I can even time it and put in the time when I want it to go onto the iComfort mode. Also, highly recommend keeping devices out of the bedroom so you associate the bed for sleeping and lovemaking. If we associate our bed with watching high energy TV shows, with other activities, with work, if you sit in bed with your laptop, you don't have that association with the bed as this is for lovemaking and sleep and that's it. So now I'm going to switch to talking about sleep and anxiety. What do you do if your sleep is caused by anxiety? Now, this is a catch-22 situation for many because research shows that a lack of sleep increases your anxiety throughout the day. And when a person doesn't get a full night's restful sleep, the body wakes up with their nervous system on high alert. And for someone with anxiety or panic disorder, this means that their symptoms will be heightened even more than usual. And it really is a vicious cycle. And if this resonates with you, I want you to know that you can change this and it doesn't have to be painful or take a long time. So we will look at anxiety first and then how anxiety impacts sleep, and then I'll share some tips on how you can change this. So I've worked with countless individuals who suffer from some form of panic disorder and anxiety. And one of the most common things that comes up is not being able to control the thoughts that race through the mind all day and night. These uncontrollable thoughts make it so much harder to feel at peace at night and close off from the rest of the world. For some, the panic just doesn't stop when they get into bed. In fact, there are people around the world that suffer from nocturnal panic attacks. And what that means is, they feel the same symptoms of panic attacks, but when they are asleep. And it can be so scary to wake up whilst experiencing chest pain, heart palpitations, sweating, and shaking. And it makes it so much harder to fall back to sleep again, continuing the cycle of anxiety and poor sleep. There are also instances where people have experienced something traumatic. And when they are trying to sleep, their subconscious mind brings up the trauma to the forefront, wanting them to resolve it, resulting in nightmares and night terrors, which of course can be really scary as well. Just like the nocturnal panic attacks, people can have physical symptoms. They can feel their heart beating. They can feel their breath in a strange rhythm. And sometimes with the night terrors, they can wake up panting, crying, or screaming. So it's really important to get action and help if you're going through that. If you suffer from panic disorders, nocturnal panic attacks, anxiety, night terrors, I'm going to share some things that you can do. And if you're just really a good sleeper and something has happened in your life, maybe financial loss, job loss, relationship stress, then it can also, of course, play on the mind. And if you follow the advice that you read out there to cope with emotions, which says keep busy, that isn't going to help. So if you suffer from poor sleep right now, here are some really great tips to support you restore peace and calm in your mind to have a more restful sleep at night. Firstly, you want to identify the root cause of the lack of your sleep. Before I carry out any work with somebody, I always ask them to explore their feelings, their emotions, anything they're trying to avoid. I sometimes ask them, what have you never told anyone about your situation? And sometimes keeping these things in, they get larger and more troublesome and more bothersome. And we also look at their thought patterns. What thoughts do they have on repeat that is causing dis-ease? Our body always should be in good health. It's abnormal to not be in good health because our mind knows exactly how to run our body perfectly well and how to create a healthy body. So we need to tap into that and look at what emotions and thoughts are in the way. Sometimes I'll do a detailed history with them where we go into their life events and triggers that have caused the lack of sleep, what's weighing on their mind, often weighs on the body. So we often sometimes scan the body. And I ask them to tap in and learn from their own body's wisdom, to listen carefully to what's really going on. For example, if someone feels discomfort in their chest, pains in their heart, that's often where heartache is. It's where someone's feeling hurt emotionally. And it's important to look at that heartache and heal the heart. Other times it can be where someone has a pain in the neck or shoulders, and often that person has someone in their life who is causing them pain, whether that's being bullied at work or having a family member who is being a pain in the neck, literally. Sometimes, often backache is a symbol of lack of support. The lower back is a lack of financial support, financial worries. Middle back is a lack of emotional support. And upper back can be overwhelmed, stress, where people are angry, they have that chip on their shoulder, and they're carrying too much right now. Whether you believe in those psychosomatic symptoms or not, it can be really powerful to just explore what messages is your body sending you. And often when we have physical pain, what is it that you are trying to avoid emotionally? So, of course, naturally, the second stage would be working through the emotions. It doesn't help us to close off from our emotions. In fact, the worst advice for anyone struggling is to keep busy. Well-meaning friends will say, just keep busy, keep going. And I've worked with people who have gone through a breakup, have gone through cheating in their relationship, and they've just literally exhausted themselves. They've been doing all these exercising activities. They've been working really hard. They've been keeping a full schedule. And then they wonder why at night their mind says, right, now you can deal with these bottled up emotions. It will be difficult because your mind needs to process them to release them. You need to think about them. Learn from the emotions to let them go. We've all had that experience where we've had a problem with something and we go to sleep and then we come up with the answer in our sleep, or we're in the daytime, we're driving or staring out of a window and the solution comes. Your mind says, oh, this happened because of this. And this is what you need to do differently in the future. And then the stress goes. Literally, people can feel, oh, I had a tight stomach. I felt stress in my body. And it can feel like a weight has been lifted off the shoulders. Aha. You get that aha moment. It's released. And this is what needs to happen to release the emotions from the past, to move forward in a positive way. We need to learn from them. And so by not addressing them, by hoping that they will just go away, by distracting ourselves with alcohol, porn addiction, shopping addiction, drugs, medication, just taking sleeping tablets, things like that, that's not going to deal with the emotions that need to be dealt with. And often, panic attacks and anxiety are a result of trapped emotions from past experiences. So I help people to go through releasing, learning from the emotions very quickly. Doesn't have to be a painful experience. We just literally learn from all the emotions, learn from the past, get the learnings, release the emotions, and then on the next step, we repeat positive affirmations, new beliefs, new ways they want to feel. And you can also do this physically, which just feels really great. So if you are going through any pain right now physically, you can, for example, put your hand on your heart and or both your hands on your heart, or one hand on your heart and one hand on your stomach, and just tell yourself, I love you, I forgive you, I'm going to look after you, everything's going to be okay. I am safe, I am well. If you're angry, you can put your hands on your shoulders, on your neck, and you can say to yourself, my health and well-being is more important than anything I fear or am angry about. So these are the steps that I do in my intensive breakthrough with someone. It's a one-on-one program. It involves 3 hours one day, 3 hours the next day, 3 hours the third day, and it's literally about doing this detailed history of someone's life, looking at all the things they're holding on to that need to be released. Day two is releasing everything, and it makes no sense logically. How can you release everything in a few hours? Well, actually, that's how our unconscious mind stores things. And it doesn't make any logical sense. It's not rational, because a lot of people come to me and they say, Nicola, I've been thinking about my problem for 5 years, sometimes 10 or even 15 years. They've been thinking about it, and thinking doesn't release the emotions. In fact, thinking can make it bigger and worse and more stressful than it is. And day three, we install new positive ways of being, doing actions and goals and values. And do contact me if you want to find out more. So the next thing you can do is sleep hypnotherapy, sleep meditations. Sometimes we need a little bit of support to close off from the day to day. We need to relax and let go. And of course, people with anxiety struggle to do this. And if we do need to be on technology at night, or we are loving Netflix shows that are high intensity, quite dramatic, quite dark, then you may benefit from having something to encourage you to relax, feel at peace, and to fill your mind with positive things. Because whatever you put into your mind before you go to sleep, your mind will process that over the 7 to 9 hours that you sleep. So I always make sure, at a bare minimum, I'm doing a 30-minute meditation. In fact, I do have one that's actually 25. So 25, 30 minutes, filling my mind with loving, positive thoughts really helps. So in this, it's a mental and physical relaxation. I ask my clients that do this with me to imagine a warm, comfortable mist surrounding them, and then the warm, comfortable mist getting stronger, and imagining their thoughts and worries just detaching, fading away, drifting away as they drift into a beautiful deep sleep. Deep meditation, sleep hypnotherapy is a great way to tap into the power of your unconscious mind and replace any stressful or negative thoughts with more helpful and positive thoughts. Here are some of the key benefits of using hypnotherapy for sleep issues. It promotes a deeper sense of relaxation and peace in the mind, helps to calm the racing thoughts that flow through the mind, addresses sleepwalking, nightmares, insomnia, and sleep talking, helps to create a positive bedtime routine, increases focus and attention span as it mutes the small chatter of the monkey mind, and of course leaves you feeling refreshed and alert when you do wake. So this is how hypnotherapy works as a natural sleep remedy. And a lot of people have a strange impression of hypnotherapy. I notice now that I teach hypnotherapy and, of course, do my hypnotherapy sessions, that many people confuse it with the image that they see on TV, where people are doing stage shows, clucking like a chicken. Or sometimes people will ask me, are you going to swing a pendulum in front of my face? And I'm like, no. And other people remember watching crime dramas and movies where they find an eyewitness who cannot remember anything, and then they take them back in time to remember what happened. Well, my hypnotherapy is absolutely nothing like this. All it is a deep relaxation, putting your mind to rest, physical relaxation, so just telling different body parts to relax, and then when you're in a relaxed state, filling it with positive affirmations like, I love myself, I approve of myself, I am safe, I am healthy, I am well, sleeping is easy and natural, my body is healing, my mind is at peace. Everything is going to go great. I lovingly release the past and move forward with love and peace in my heart. All things like that. If I'm doing a one-to-one session with someone, we will create those positive statements together. and then they just replay again and again and again so that they replace the negative thoughts. We need to replace anxious, stressful thoughts with empowering thoughts. We can't have no thoughts. And if you're having 60,000 to 70,000 thoughts a day, that's apparently what we have on average a day. And according to the latest data, 90% of those are on repeat. Hypnotherapy is an amazing way to change the repetitive thought patterns that are not serving you. And it can help you to retrain the mind and think differently. So this is what I love to do and create for other people. And you can test this out for yourself. If you go to my website, I have 2 free meditations for you there. One is forgive and let go, have a happy marriage. And then I also have a self-confidence one. So just go to nicolabeer.com and you can download those 2 for free. What will happen is you'll enter in your email address and then you'll get an email to your inbox, which will have the link for you to easily and effortlessly download. And you can try it for yourself. You can also get my 25 meditation set. It's called the Manifest While You Rest. It's only $97 at the moment. And you get 25 different meditations. Some of them are sleep ones. And there are 7 focused on relationships. Relationship abundance, relationship happiness, feeling peace in your relationship. And I also have one purely on sexual libido boosting. So literally we can change anything when we work with the subconscious mind, because that controls our feelings, our behaviors, and therefore our actions. And when we give suggestions to our mind that are going to support us feel how we want to feel over time, sometimes quickly for some, other times it can take a few days or a few weeks. If we keep on putting in positive thoughts, the negative thoughts will become less and less and we'll feel lighter and happier. So what about for trauma and panic? I do a panic hypnotherapy, and sometimes a deeper process is needed. Before we put in positive suggestions, there needs to be the releasing of the deep emotions. And sometimes these emotions are stored in the body. Sometimes the body has created physical symptoms because it wants to distract away from the emotions. Dr. John Sarno, one of the most famous US back surgeons, he stopped actually practicing his surgery work and instead started talking to people through their emotions. He found that back pain that was persistent for longer than 6 weeks was often emotional rather than physical. And all of his studies led to the conclusion that we create physical symptoms to distract us from our emotions. So in order to heal long-term anxiety and panic, we need to release the emotions. We need to find out, are we holding them in the body? Is our body pain a distraction from what we don't want to deal with? And helping people to deal with it in a way where they don't have to relive it. And then when they're ready, repeating those positive suggestions like, I am safe, I am well, I am happy, to help that flow through the body and to support them to, of course, sleep. And then lastly, which is the whole real theme of this, creating a good bedtime routine. Whatever works for you. And this is so obvious, right? Most experts recommend an hour or longer unwind routine and having a technology detox. So how many of us do that? I do not have the stats. However, I can speak from my own experience. I wish I did, but life takes over and your phone beeps. You want to check what it is. You want to connect with others. You want to see what's going on in the world. So whether it's half an hour or an hour, finding some kind of routine. So me personally, I listen to a meditation always, and before bed I try to either read if I can. Sometimes I'm just so tired that I just can't take in the words of a book. I'm more of an audio person anyway, so I love audiobooks. And so sometimes I'll listen to an audiobook. Sometimes I will watch comedy. I love just going on YouTube and just watching comedy clips of great comedians. That just always makes me laugh, and it's such a nice way to end the day. Other times I will sit in my garden and have a herbal tea. Of course, it's lovely to have a cuddle before bed and a nice conversation with someone that you love. And of course, intimacy is a great thing as well. And other people like writing or journaling. They like to get their thoughts out. Some people that I've worked with enjoy writing a gratitude journal before going to bed. Whatever you put into your mind, as I mentioned earlier, really will impact your sleep and your mood when you wake up. So putting positive things into your mind is highly supportive to feeling happy. And some people love doing breathing exercises, like belly breathing. And that's where you lay down in your bed and you just focus on your breath for 5 minutes. And you just slowly breathe in and you feel your stomach expanding and then going down again. And just noticing that gentle rise and fall of your breath, it can help with those panic and anxiety attacks because it really activates the parasympathetic nervous system that's responsible for relaxing the mind and the body. So maybe you want to try that. Whatever you do to get a good night's sleep, take action. Find what works for you. And also be sure to create a good support system around you. Nothing helps us sleep better and live better, feeling loved, loving and appreciating ourselves, and loving others. So it's been so lovely talking about this topic because I really, really cannot stress enough how great it feels to be having great sleep and how terrible it feels when you're not. And my heart really goes out to you if you are stuck in a cycle of poor sleep right now. So it's been a pleasure to share this with you, and I really, really hope from my heart that it helps. And do check out my website if you want to find out more about the 25 meditation set, Manifest While You Rest. If you want to get one of the free meditations. And if you like Facebook and you're on Facebook, do join the Relationship Facebook group. Every week at the moment, I'm doing a live talk and I'm also doing a live meditation for 15 minutes. So you can enjoy that as well. From my heart to yours, have a wonderful week ahead. Take care. Bye.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free marriage strategy session today, you can visit www.nicolabeer.com, where you can also get the free marriage fixing ebook, request a topic for the show, and make a donation if the show has been of benefit to you and you want to help keep it going. We wish you an amazing love-filled day ahead.